The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
When I close my eyes, I fall into a dream. Can't you see this world, all people live in peace? The sun is shining in my heart, rainbows in the sky. Spread your wings and fly, fly, fly high. We all are dreamers on our way, in a world where we're not meant to stay. Together we can make it all. The secret is in you. It's love. When I smile inside my heart, I feel so free.
Nadine Bellier for Austria at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest in Düsseldorf. Yes, as Austria's return to the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011 after taking a break from 2007. And they hit the ball running. I don't know if that's an expression or something, I don't know. But they really did just incredibly well in the 2011 contest. Seeing as they were getting very frustrated the fact that they weren't qualifying for the semi-finals in the mid to late 2000s, as in 2005 and 2007. But they came back with much more positivity after Germany won the contest in 2010, which was Lena and Satellite, of course. So, yeah, good stuff there, good stuff. And one of my favourites of 2011 there, The Secret is Love by Nadine Bellier. Right, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. I'm with you every day of the week. No, I'm not. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the first airing of our show here on Forest FM 92.3 and 98.9 FM. and we run on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays on Switch Radio UK, the Eurovision channel online. Indeed, so that's where you can catch up with the show, and of course you can listen to it in any other different ways as well by heading over to our website. It's all listed there, www.escshowcase.com. Right, it's now time for a new single from Eurovision artists that have gone before us. Yes, so one of the highlights of the contest is obviously their friendships that they make along the way. And during the Eurovision rehearsals in Turin this year, Romania's WRS, or WRS, and Cyprus's Andromache formed a lasting bond, and over the recent weeks the pair have been teasing a possible collaboration together. And recently on Greek television, the pair finally revealed their new single, If You Were Alone. The anthem brings together a fusion of a Latin rhythm with Greek strings. Yes, and Andromache said on Instagram, when we met at Eurovision's rehearsals, he told me I wanted to do a song together. And here we are a few days before the release, a wonderful person and artist. How wonderful. So Andromache from Cyprus 2022 and WRS, who represented Romania in 2022. Here is both their latest single. It's called If You Were Alone.
Wanna run away? Give me all your love, let's not be patient. Got one thing to say. Since I met you, babe, your life is not the same. Don't know what I'm doing, I'm chill, I get excited. I can't hold it in, the passion comes from deep within. Don't know what I'm doing, I'm chill, I get excited. Oh baby, if you were alone. And I'm like,
feeling inside of me, feel my
Belgium, 1977. That's the Dream Express with A Million in 1, 2, 3. What a great little song that was there. And it was a pre-contest favourite for the 77 contest in the Wembley Conference Centre. Yes, though sadly Belgium sort of like came in the mid top tens, I think, if I remember. It wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad at all. Hi, Rob. How you
Hello,
doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good. Not too bad at all.
Good.
Not too bad at all. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, lovely week ending with lots of fun at the pub on Friday night in Guildford with my work colleagues.
Oh, good. A little bit of bonding.
A little bit of gin and tonic.
That's very nice.
It was lovely. Sat by the river in Guildford, which is always nice. If you've not been to Guildford, I'd recommend it as a town to visit. It's really pretty. Town centre's lovely.
It's not bad, is it really?
Cobbled High Street, Castle, gorgeous. Mm. And I work right in the centre at the minute.
Yeah. Oh, not bad though, is it? Because you've got the river right in front, haven't you?
And the ducks.
Oh,
the ducks and the swans going down the riverway. It's lovely if I want to... A highly recommended place. I think it's underrated because it's people just drive past on the A3 and think it looks like a big commercial town, and I think it is, but the centre's really old and cobbly.
Yeah, there's history to it.
Loads.
Yeah, which I love about it. It really is.
It's very reminiscent for me because I grew up not far from Guildford, so...
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's true because you were only down in Lidbrook, weren't you?
I was.
At the bottom of the A3. Wonderful.
The south of the Hindhead Tunnel. If one of you drives past, wave to my mum and dad, please. Thank you much.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. If not a curtsy.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Right. Okay, then, sweet. It's time for something, isn't it, very much? Because,
Oh, I can't remember. What am I doing here this week? Is it something a bit random?
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Indeed it is. Go on then.
I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I try and get them to mix and match and get a song that we can play for you, lovely listeners. So I'm going to pick the country first. I've got my hand in there at the minute. I'm just grabbing something out. Let's have a look.
Roberto, what country?
Croatia.
Oh, I don't think we've had Croatia
not
before.
For a while, if we have had it at all.
That's true.
How many years have I got to select?
I've got quite a few there. So Croatia debuted in 1993 with the group PUT and with the song Don't Ever Cry.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Not quite like that, no. But you also had them basically in the contest ever since 1993, as they made their debut along with Bosnia-Herzegovina and also Slovenia after the breakup of Yugoslavia. So, and then they debuted then.
There's a nice history lesson for all of you who weren't aware of that.
No.
Okay, so let's see if I can get a year post 1993.
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay, 2006.
Oh, now this is a great song, Rob, and I think you're going to like this one. It's called Moje Stikla, which means red high heels.
Oh.
Yes, and it's from Severina. So I love this song, and I hope you do too, because actually it's a lot of fun and it's catchy. There's a lyric in this which goes, Afrika paprika.
Afrika paprika.
Yeah.
It sounds like abracadabra, almost.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, Afrika paprika. And I love paprika, as you know.
Of the smoked variety?
Yeah, well, both, really.
Of the buttered variety?
The buttered. paprika butter sounds like a lovely idea, actually. Should put that over some potatoes and then put them in the oven. Oh.
Smoked paprika butter does sound lovely, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
There's an idea for everyone.
Croatia. So let's go to the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Athens, Greece. This was the contest where Lordi won with Hard Rock Hallelujah for Finland. Finland's only top five placing since 1973. So say no more about that. But Croatia came 10th with this song. So here is Severina with Moja Stikla. Oi, oi, oi.
Jer još
Anna Soklic representing Slovenia at the 2020 contest, which sadly didn't take place. That is Voda. Slovenia 2020. Voda means water. Loved that song. I loved her 2021 entry as well. I was quite sad it didn't qualify. But I know I'm probably in the minority of Eurovision fans. Well, we just had Rob's round of requests, obviously, so that's good and great. We've also got the Eurovision Showcase news. There's a little bit of news to let you know about. And also, we've got the best of the rest coming up, as well as Live and Kicking towards the end of the show. We have a request also from Javier Leal over in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And also Richard down in Ferndown, right here in East Dorset. Okie dokie. So let's move on to our third request. But by no means least, of course, it's not the first request, the third request of the day. This is the first one we're playing of the day. So, Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Guk väl and tack så mycket to you, lovely Roberto. Thank you very much for your request. And you have requested an amazing tune from this beautiful country, which I'm going to be visiting in Easter. I can't wait.
Estonia.
And we're going to the year of... Oh, it's so exciting.
2000.
Indeed. Yes. Robert Wallström's request is Estonia 2000. This came forth, and it's from the gorgeous Inez with... Once in a Lifetime.
I don't wish I could turn back time. I can move the mountains higher than high. Don't look back, hold on to your spirit. Keep moving every minute. I know it seems a little premature to live for the moment. I'm just a
Let Me Love You One More Time. That was from the UK National Final Song for Europe in 1985, coming sixth. Yes. One of those great classics from the UK's National Finals. I think so, anyway. Yeah, so apologies for the quality. It wasn't the greatest, obviously. But you get the gist, and it was enjoyable nonetheless, I think so. Well, I hope they thought it was too. Before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news, we're going to the Ukrainian national final of 2011 and the song that came second with Zlata Oganovich. It's called The Klakusha. This is a great little happy fun tune, which I'm sure you guys and gals will love. I have no doubt. And I'm just going to press play. There we are. Crazy but fun.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Indeed, and we've got a couple of news items to mention from Jamala. Now, Jamala won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016 with the song 1944 for Ukraine. Now, Jamala is going to be taking part in the Polish version of Dancing with the Stars / Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah, so congratulations, Jamala. That sounds like a great thing, and to highlight, obviously, their neighbours' plight during this Russian invasion. Also, Jamala has said that, obviously, it's incredibly sad and realistically unable for the Eurovision Song Contest to go to Ukraine next year, as it hurts but she is backing the bid for the United Kingdom to host the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. She understands that they came, the UK came second last this year, and of course we have the second option. We have the right to host it if the negotiations between the EBU and the BBC work out. That hasn't stopped some political parties right across the United Kingdom to make sure ensure that the government is going to push on for a bid to host the Eurovision Song Contest. So the Welsh Nationalist Party, Plaid Cymru, has called on the Welsh government to support a bid for Wales to host the Eurovision Song Contest. The old Millennium Stadium, which I've forgotten the name of it, what it is called now. I'm going to be shot at because I got that wrong. Would be an ideal host to host venue for the Eurovision Song Contest. Good for that. France have confirmed their participation for next year's Eurovision Song Contest 2023. And also, an ex-minister has suggested that Belfast could host the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in the, I think it's the Odyssey Arena in Belfast. And finally, Melody Festival Ireland 2023 news. The submissions are to open on the 26th of August.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Well, thank you, Scott, but I haven't finished the news. Yes, now I have.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
It was always a pleasure to hear you, Scotty, though. You know that.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, my name is Chanel, I'm from Spain, and this is my song, Slow-mo.
This is Sam Ryder from the UK, and this is my song, Spaceman. Hope you enjoy it. Love ya.
Hello, this is Oleg from Kalush Orchestra from Ukraine. This is our song, Stefania. Stefania, mamo, mamo, Stefania. Розквітає поле, або на сивіє. Заспівай мені, мамо, колискову. Хочу ще почути твоє рідне слово.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Thank you for supporting Ukraine. This victory is for every Ukrainian. Slava Ukraini!
Switzerland. 1986.
Pas pour moi, toutes les aventures. Pas pour moi, rendez-vous facile. Pas pour moi, les combines au bout d'un soir, au disco. Pas pour moi, je suis intolérante. Avec qui fait des avances n'importe où, soit à l'opéra ou dans le métro. Moi je veux un amour écrit en majuscule. Moi je veux une histoire pour une vie. Je pour une nuit, non.
ceux qui ont des expériences. Non merci, tout cela n'est vraiment pas fait pour moi. Moi je veux un amour écrit en majuscule. Moi je veux une histoire pour une vie.
Daniela Simons, there we are with Papa Moi. That was Switzerland's second place at the 1986 contest in Bergen, Norway. Oh, so cool. Yes, but sadly, Daniela Simons was quite upset when it was released, and well, it was found out that Sandra Kim with J'aime la vie, which was Belgium's first and only win to date at the Eurovision Song Contest, it was found out that she was actually 13. But there was no basically there was no rule to say that there was an age limit back then at the Eurovision Song Contest. So by rights, Sandra Kim and Belgium won fair and square. So it's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes, doesn't it? It sure does. Right, so it's now time for us to do this, and oh, I can't wait to do it. It's time for get ready.
The best of the rest.
Better than all the rest, isn't it just? So this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song from a couple of songs from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. The ones that didn't make it through to go to the actual stage. And we, obviously, every single week, we have a plethora of songs to pick from. And I'm going to choose two to play for you this week. Now, first of all, we're going to go over to the French national final, La France, and 2018's Destination Eurovision. Oh, yes. The best of the rest. Can't help it, sorry. So let's go and hear the song that actually ended up coming second, right behind Madame Monsieur and Merci. Here is the song from Lissandro Cusi, and here is the song Eva. This is a good song. It's one of my favourites, you know. It's only before the contest, anyway. Love, love.
De ces filles qu'on en pense. Les vertiges de la nuit, ça fait des piches qu'elle connaît. Eva n'a pas de temps pour la romance. Elle a blindé son cœur et son corps dans son corset. Dans un décor qui s'illumine, ses cerveaux poupées qui s'animent. She will be there. sens. Chaque matin, elle vérifie que le compte y est. Elle quitte le club et sa routine. Elle quittera tout pour sa gamine.
From Lissandro Cusi. Yes, what a great little tune. Great little tune there. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Right, okay, time to move on to another national final song. Yes, indeed it is. And we're going to stay close to home.
The best of the rest.
Indeed. We're going to go to the national final of the United Kingdom. The year before, in 2017, this is the one where we picked Lucy Jones with Never Give Up On You. So here is the beautiful and amazing, talented singer who I would love us to send to the Eurovision Song Contest. I Wish I Loved You More, and this is the lovely Holly Brewer. She performed first on the night, and I thought she was going to win. I did. Anyway, enjoy.
I know the two is dead. Some might even need a crowd. You're better off without a doubt. But I walk alone. I bet you think you're real clever. You found your way next to me. I'm high for your fantasies. But my pride is gone. Cause you're the sunlight that the preacher talks about. Ooh, amen. You're the sign and wonder I couldn't live without. Ooh, amen. And I wish I loved you more.
Holly Brewer, I Wish I Loved You More from the United Kingdom's National Final of 2017. That's our Best of the Rest. We've got a quick request, and this is from Javier Leal from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. He's requested this song called Pin Up Girl by Venus. They are a former Spanish girl group who competed at the 2010 Spanish National Selection with the song Perfecta, and he would like to make it as his request. And Pin Up Girl is written by the Swede Robert Thomas Gierson. And so if you've not heard the song, you can imagine what it sounds like. So yes, let's press play and enjoy. Thanks, Javier. Life and Kicking coming up next.
For love would last forever, it seems so true. I was happier than ever to have found you.
Pin Up Girl by Venus from Spain here on the Eurovision Showcase. And yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is the part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. Now this week, we're heading over to
Iceland.
And the year that is. Ready?
2008.
Yes, so here is Euroband with This Is My Life. From Belgrade, Serbia, here is Frederik Omar and Regina Orsk. Hera Bjorkon backing. Enjoy. Iceland, 2008.
I spent my days in vain dissuading for happiness to come my way. I took for granted all they gave me. I opened my eyes and finally I realized this is my life. I don't wanna change a thing. All the joy it brings.
I found the key to set myself free.
You'll be amazed as I have the power to change my way. Hey, hey, yeah.
This is my life.
This is my life. Whoa.
I don't wanna change a thing. This is my life.
This is my life.
All the pain, all the joy.
A huge applause, and rightfully so, for Euroband, and This Is My Life. That is Iceland 2008, live, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. And that is it for the show. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ari-Tatias. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show, then it would be lovely to hear from you.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Indeed, and thank you very much for joining us here on Forest FM or Switch Radio, it's UK's Eurovision channel, or if you listen to us on Spotify and Mixcloud. Right here on Forest FM, it's now time for the Dave Lowen Radio Show. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis nach Topitenia, Gocknat, and adios, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event and singing competition all year round, the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ari-Tatias.